Blog Talk Radio.
Today says that food is the new sexy, so stay tuned. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It's Thursday, January 26th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. I want to thank you so much for joining us, and we love to hear from you, so please, please, to call in live or to ask questions, you can dial 347-857-2710, or you can even email us at Good Vibe Experience, and that's what you'll be getting, a Good Vibe Experience at gmail.com. Again, that phone number to call in is 347-857-2710. Well, since we're on the subject of sexy, my guest today is the founder of the popular food and lifestyle website, HealthyChicEats.com, and he is redefining the modern kitchen. Thank God somebody is, right? As a celebrity chef, he has spent years cooking for some of Hollywood's most famous young talent before he enrolled in the French Culinary Institute. And going well beyond his culinary endeavors, he also specializes in home design, entertaining, and fashion. And in his weekly column in OK Magazine, he shares some of his original cocktail and food recipes. So, and this is what's really exciting. He has just completed filming his highly anticipated new show, which will be airing on the Sugar Network. I love it. How can anything be bad on the Sugar Network? I love that. So please give a warm welcome to my guest today, Travis London.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren. But, you know, forget about food being sexy. You have a sexy voice.
Why, thank you, Travis. Well, it's all about, you know, I like the sexy theme, healthy, sexy. It's right. It's about celebrating.
It's about feeling sexy, you know, being sexy, and just living sexy.
Living, I like, you know, it, that's what I really like, living sexy. And I know that you're creating something sexy as we speak while we're talking today. So can you share what you're... What chic, sexy thing you're preparing?
I am. I am making dinner tonight. It's going to be roast chicken with some fall vegetables and a nice little pasta puttanesca. So something simple, healthy, and it's going to be delicious. And the great thing about, and how I say food is a new sexy, the great thing about using the fall vegetables is you get a lot of color. So that adds that color to your dish, which is visual to your eyes, which makes the dish more appealing, in turn making it more sexy.
Exactly. It should be a T-shirt or something. I'm eating sexy.
That's awesome.
Well, because you know what? What you eat, you are, right?
Exactly. And what you eat, you feel. So if you're eating junk all day, you're going to feel like junk. You're going to feel slimy and slumpy and not be energetic and, you know, not have that confidence as you would if you were eating the best things and, you know, eating more healthier and cooking healthier. What you put in your body is the energy you're going to put out. That's my biggest philosophy and what I always feel.
I think you're exactly right. What we put into our body, into our heads, is what we throw out there to the world. So I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are as well, how did you become a chef? What brought you to that profession?
Well, you know what? I grew up with my parents throwing parties, since I can remember, and my grandparents were always in the kitchen cooking. So it was always like a family, it turned into a family thing. So my first you know, feelings of love and feelings of that is about food and about being around people, entertaining and those type of things. So I started at a young age. When I was about 16, I started throwing parties myself, and I got in paid six for the first time. And from there, I decided to make it a business, and I started, you know, being paid to throw parties for people. And then I wanted to take it one step further, and I actually wanted to become a chef because though I love throwing parties, my biggest passion is cooking. I love eating healthy. My mom is overweight, so she lost a lot of weight, and to lose weight, we had to eat healthier. So I really wanted to pick up on that, and I decided to make it into a business and, you know, share what I know with people.
And when you're passionate about something, it certainly shows, and it's this domino effect that makes other people want to experience it as well. And I want to ask you this because I know as a girl, mm-hmm. I had an Easy Bake oven, and mm-hmm. it was the coolest thing to have this little oven where you can make real food and put it in this oven that had a window, and the excitement that you got by watching it like a cake rise and then mm-hmm. icing it and preparing it, and besides helping in the kitchen, I know your grandfather grew herbs.
My grandfather actually, when we grew up, we grew on collard greens. We actually grew on corn, and we grew on vegetables. So I knew what it was to be organic and be sustainable before it was, you know, the cool thing to do. So I grew up growing collard greens and, you know, growing corn and growing tomatoes. That's what we had in our backyard. And actually, we raised chickens as well.
Wow, so you were sexy before you even knew you were sexy.
Yeah, it was just naturally built into me. I was wearing cowboy boots at like 2 years old before it was cool to do.
you see, you're a trendsetter, a visionary, and that's what brings so much passion to what you do and how you can share it with other people. And
definitely.
And I know now that sometimes it's a little bit expensive to eat out or to entertain at a restaurant. So mm-hmm. when we bring the entertainment to our own home, what things can we do that really make home entertaining that wow factor?
Well, you know, the biggest things that I always tell people, you don't have to break the bank to have a nice table. There's reasonable places like IKEA, or there's other places like, you know, Party Barn, where you can buy really nice dinnerware. You can set a table really nice. And my biggest thing is candles. Candles set a mood. Whether you're dining with friends, dining at home solo, or dining with someone who you love, light candles. Candles make you sexy and just make the moment more unforgettable. You really want to set the atmosphere when you have company or when you're by yourself. Set the atmosphere to feel great. Set the atmosphere up for a great time. If you have friends over, kind of get suggestions on music. Find out what their favorite music is and kind of incorporate that into the playlist. Because then when someone hears their favorite song come on, they're more at ease. They're more relaxed, and it brings them back to why they love that song, so they get more energetic about it. Really be courteous to your guests.
You said something very interesting, and I don't know if our listeners are aware of it, that you also mentioned that you set candles out for yourself. And
mm-hmm.
how often do men and women who are, let's say, single or don't have the time to really set a plate, they eat standing up, they eat at the counter, and they don't make that meal special or important or feel that they're valuable enough to spend maybe 30 minutes really yep. enjoying that meal.
That's very true. And my whole thing is, every moment should be unforgettable and sexy, whether you're alone or whether you're with someone. It should be what you make of it. You're worthy of anything, whether you're, you know, solo or by yourself. Life is all about moments, and you should have this moment every day. So you should take the time out, and that makes living more chicer. Take the time out to do these things. Life is in the details. The moments are in the details. If you spend just a little second to sit down and have a meal, light a candle, have a glass of wine, you'll enjoy yourself so much better than just standing up and rushing. Everyone's constantly rushing, and that takes away the chicness of life. You know, I hate a text message, so I love getting handwritten notes. I send handwritten notes all the time to people. So just little things like that just make the world a difference.
It's true. It's about reaching out. It's about the experience, and how can you have an experience when you're not present and you're not there enjoying it? And I'm sure, as you know, that I know for me, the first thing I notice in anything, whether it's going to someone's home for dinner or going to a restaurant, is the visual. Mm-hmm. You use all your senses, but the visual, how it looks on the plate, and then you see texture, the taste, and all the senses work together to create this unbelievable experience.
Exactly. I mean, you eat with your eyes before anything else. Before you're attracted to someone, you're attracted to them visually, before you even start talking to them about what their interests are, what their mind is about. So visualizing things is very important. Getting that visual sense of things is huge.
It is huge. So for those of us, I kind of consider myself a foodie, and I like to try.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I like to try experiences, chefs that have an interesting way of making something unique. I'm not one to order usually a salmon or chicken out because I could probably do that at home, but I want to know how you do what you do so well. So for us foodies, how can you guide us and help us, give us some healthy tips so we just don't, you know, be bloated for days afterward?
And you know what? That's also, for Valentine's Day, is a huge thing. You don't want to be bloated. You want to go out and have a great meal. Eat, especially on Valentine's Day, eat in any day, eat smaller portions. Eating smaller portions, you'll feel full, but you won't get that bloated sensation. You won't pack on the extra calories, and you won't get that overtired feeling when you really stuff yourself. So especially on Valentine's Day, stay away from big portions. Eat what you want, but small quantities are great, and that's in life in general. Eat smaller portions of things. I think people come out now in America, you know, you get served these huge plates of things, and it's just too much. You don't have to eat the whole plate. Even sometimes I would go to a restaurant and just order dessert. I mean, it's my favorite thing on the menu, so I might as well just have that. But, you know, just eating smaller
portions.
You like
dessert first. I like that.
Yeah, I love dessert first. Just eating smaller portions is huge with me, and that's why with every recipe I give a plating tip, because it's about getting people to really start using smaller portions. If you can get that sense in your mind to use smaller portions, then everything you eat technically can be considered healthy. So you don't have to kill yourself worrying about the calories in this or eating this. Just eat smaller portions of what you're eating.
Well,
that's
I think it's not when you look at dieting, and I think that's a funky word for me because it's about a lifestyle change.
It's about a lifestyle, yeah.
And if you know that you don't have to do without, but you can just have a little bit less of, then you feel that you can still participate in that, you know, double dark chocolate, gooey, caramel, nutty dessert that you want that just has, I don't know, my grandmother always used to say to end the meal with something sweet, and sure, that's nice, but if you take that to the next level, you can ruin your waistline. So, but it's a wonderful concept to have, that we can have everything, just be more mindful to have less. So since you did mention Valentine's,
be mindful of seasonal things as well.
And sorry, I'm sorry, and what?
Be mindful of things that are in season. Eating produce that's seasonal is going to make sure you get the highest nutritional value from it. So that's always important in trying to be healthier.
Okay, so you mentioned Valentine's Day. What would be a nice in-seasonal menu for Valentine's Day?
Well, you will first want to start off with your cocktails because no party starts without those. So for me, I love X-Rated Fusion, which is pink, so it's great for Valentine's Day. You mix that with some chocolate liqueur, you know, some strawberries, and you have the perfect Valentine's Day cocktail. And now we can talk about food. Other than for the food for Valentine's Day, I think I like to keep it light because you want to save energy for later in the bedroom. So try to keep the food light for Valentine's Day. So I would do dessert. I would do fruit things, fruit-based dessert, whether it be poached pears, whether it be a fruit melody. I would stick to fruit-based desserts instead of something heavier like a chocolate. Even a chocolate mousse would be light, but a chocolate lava cake, that's going to be a little more heavier than something on the lighter side. And as far as the food goes, again, I would keep it totally light, and I will order something fresh. For me, it would be, I know you don't like eating seafood out, but for me, it would be a nice fish.
I love fish. What's your favorite fish?
But you can order it in the restaurant.
I mean, well, not salmon, but I like to go to a restaurant. You know, most chefs sometimes, they often have on a menu what most people eat. So if there's an Arctic char, which is like a salmon, or some kind of Luda Mare, which is a white fish. I would definitely order fish.
Now, see, I'm a salmon guy just for the anti-inflammation properties of it. So I love salmon. I can eat it all the time. When I was 15, I had acne, so I met up with Dr. Perricone, and from then I started eating, like, following his program. So I'm all about salmon as much as possible. So for Valentine's especially, I would do a fish with puree. Something puree. Sweet potato puree would be great because sweet potatoes are in season, right? Well, actually, they're in season all year out. So sweet potato puree with a nice fish and a nice fruit dessert, that's so light and healthy and perfect for Valentine's Day. And you won't feel stuffed, so you have enough energy for the bedroom later on.
For the after-hour cocktail, you're so right, because when you want to slip into something, you know, lacy and sexy, you don't want to have that, oh, my God, what did I just do?
Exactly. And, you know, you kind of need energy for when you're having your alone time with your lover. So you need that energy from, you know, not feeling so stuffed. You need to feel light. They want you to feel light.
You're right. Well, maybe you need to have that conversation before dinner about positions and things like that.
Now, see, this conversation can go somewhere completely else, but I'm only talking about food here, people.
Oh, why? It's chic and sexy. Come on. It's about celebrating who we are and loving life. And I'll never forget the time I had a friend visiting from Chicago, and she brought me a lovely bottle of champagne. And it's a housewarming gift. And on Sunday morning, we were getting breakfast ready. She says, "Do you want to open the bottle of champagne?" And most people would say, 10 o'clock champagne? My feeling is, why not? Let's celebrate.
Why not? I mean, we have cocktail hour every day in my house. So it's something that I've always been born with. So I still have that tradition now. We always have cocktail hour.
Or it could be an hour and a half. Why limit it to an hour?
No, I know. But just enjoying that one midday afternoon cocktail is great. I mean, and that's what it's about, enjoying life. You know, not being serious with things, really eating, being conscious of what you eat, being conscious of what you're putting into your body, but also enjoying yourself. So many people get stuck on dieting and following a strict program and a strict routine. When you go to Europe, everyone there is so healthy. You know, there's not many overweight people in Europe. That's because they know how to take breaks, meaning they'll shut down the whole town for like a part of the day, and they'll have their cocktail or their coffee, and they'll eat, and they spend time with their loved ones. They go on vacation, and they eat healthy things, so they're not overweight. They're not unhealthy. In America, everyone's so unhealthy because all we do is work all the time. Like you said, no one has time to sit down, so you're just standing, eating up. You're eating on the rush. No one takes time to really put in that extra care, and just that extra care can save your life in the long run.
Absolutely. I think it's part of our mentality as Americans that we work faster and better, so it's this productivity. You got to get it out, and you can't be available just to enjoy the moment, just to enjoy life at all.
Definitely.
It's as if we're built. Life presents itself backwards in a sense. When you're young and healthy, you should go out and travel, explore the world, do things you say you're always going to do when you have the time. And then as you age, you should go find something that keeps your mind occupied.
Definitely. And it not even as you age, it's just, you know, you should start from now. Like, I'm 23 years old, and it's a routine that I follow every day of my life.
So what are your three principles to living a chic, healthy life?
Attention. My first thing is attention. I pay attention to the way I live and to the attention of what I eat. I eat throughout the day, so I don't just sit down and have three meals. I eat small portions throughout the day, and I think that's also beneficial to keep your metabolism going. Another big thing is I care. I put in care into what I eat. I put in the care into everything I do. When you put in that extra care, it makes a huge difference. When I'm cooking someone a meal, it's as if I'm cooking for myself. You know, when I'm doing something, I always think of what I want or how I would like to be treated, because I feel like that is extra care. When I do anything, I just wrote some handwritten notes today saying thank you to people, and that just is extra care that I put into things. The third one is just don't be so serious with things. Life isn't that serious.
I think that says it all in a nutshell. That's just beautiful. Truly. That's what it is.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, well, I hope that, I think that those are some of the challenging things that perhaps some of our listeners, and I know people that have trouble doing, is putting ourselves first of all, and allowing to experience that joy, that fun, and just be satisfied with you, and put a little love behind it, because you're going to get a whole bunch of love back.
Exactly, and be genuinely authentic to who you are. I think people, you know, like your whole thing is being comfortable in your own shoes. You have to be authentic to who you are, because if you're not authentic, it's not going to come off right to anyone else, and you're not going to be living the best life you can live. The biggest thing that I tell anyone is live your best life. Whatever that means for you, live it. If your platform is, you know, you're a teacher in school, that's your platform. If your platform is your friends, that's your platform. Whatever platform you have, use that to inspire others, but also to live the best life you can live, being authentic to who you are. Healthy Chic Eats is authentic to who I am, because I'm a person who loves different things in life that are chic. I love style. I love all those things. I love healthy food. I love cooking. So those are all, those are three words that are authentic to me. Healthy Chiquita, that's exactly who I am.
So who is Travis London?
Travis is a young man who is 23 years old. He is a wise soul, very mature for his age, who is, you know, still growing up, who is learning more about life each day, who wants the best out of himself, the best out of everyone around him, really wants people to be the best they can be, and really wants to help people. If anything, I want to help people. That's my biggest thing, is I just want to help people. And whether that is the littlest advice they take from me or the little thing they take from me, is I want to help them to live a better life, because we all should in some way be living a better life. And that's the big goal.
That is a big goal, but I see, what I see, you're the nourisher, because you are presenting a table of healthy, delicious foods that nourishes the body and the soul. So you,
exactly.
You want to nourish people's soul, nourish people's heart, nourish people's passion, ignite that flame under them so they can move forward in whatever they want to do in their own lives.
Exactly. And, you know, the funny thing is we shot my pilot this weekend, and I was, you're not supposed to be on the one-on-one interviews, but I actually snuck in the back because I wanted to listen to them. And I just heard my family, to my assistant, just everyone saying how inspired they are from me. And that's really, if that's the one thing people pick up, I'm glad that they pick up that one thing to be the best they can be and to go far with it. Like, that's all I really want from people. And it starts off with food. Then from there, you know, it's home design and it's fashion. It's just a whole lifestyle approach.
That's right. So tell us more about your show. What is it all about?
Well, I really can't talk about it much because they'll get really mad. But it's basically going to be about my family. I run my business with my family. From every aspect of my business to my personal life is actually run by my family. So we're very close, and we're also biracial. So it's just a mix of this crazy dynamic and, you know, my family helping me build my business, which is what they do.
So you have your own company. You were born into a company. How beautiful is that?
I was born into employees, basically.
You have employees. I love
which is the greatest thing. It's sometimes hard because we're all cooks. I'm the only chef. But so everyone has their own way of doing things. My grandmother's Mexican, and we grew up with her making enchiladas and homemade tamales and all these amazing things. And, like, over the weekend, I made sweet potato enchiladas, which was a big uproar.
Oh, that sounds so delicious.
So delicious, but it was such an uproar because at first my grandmother was like, what are you making? I'm like, sweet potato enchiladas. She's like, what is that? You know, that's not how we do it. And it was this big thing, but then, typically, African-American people and Mexican people, they're not the most healthiest people because it's a lot of fat in our food and it's just a lot of things that aren't very healthy. So I grew up on that. I grew up on soul food from my grandfather, and I grew up with Mexican food from my grandmother. So I had the worst mix of anything of food because it's the best food, but it's so unhealthy for you in a lot of ways. So my grandmother, you know, gave me the whole talk, and after we made it and she ate it, she loved it. It was so delicious. It was fresh. It was like a little bit spicy, but then still sweet because of sweet potatoes, so she absolutely loved it. And it's just, you know, getting out of your element.
That's true. And so if you can start with your family, helping them think differently and eating differently, then the task is easier to help other people do the same thing.
Well, I wish it was as easy as that, Lauren, but with my family, it's like pulling teeth. Like,
well, you do it by example, you know. They see you and how healthy you are, how passionate you are, the exuberance. Why wouldn't you want that too? It's intoxicating.
No, I know. And that's why what I'm saying, hearing them do the one-on-one interviews and how they, you know, spoke of me and how they were so motivated in their own lives from seeing me at such a young age really doing what I want, having all this already, they're so motivated off it. And I love that they pick up on that motivation, like you said, and that inspiration, which is amazing.
Hey, you know, we're all here to hopefully inspire, enlighten, awaken the appetite of those around us, because life should be interesting and fun and find the joy in it.
In so many ways. The thing I hate is so many people, and this goes back to what I love about your whole thing, is being comfortable in your own shoes. So many people are afraid to do that next step. You know what I mean? They're afraid to go out and do something that they've always wanted to because they may have a 9-to-5 job and they have that security. So they may be afraid to go back to school and do something they wanted to do. People are just afraid so many times, and I hate seeing that because they never reach their full potential. And that, I think, is the worst thing ever.
I agree. Now, was there anything you were ever fearful of?
You know what? No, it's never been my personality. I've never been that person who I've never been scared, which is my greatest thing. Like, I'm scared of other things, I guess. But when it comes to career-wise and taking chances that way, I've never been scared. I've never been one that's like, I don't know. No, I literally, when I moved to New York, when I decided to go to culinary school, everyone thought I would go to fashion school. It was like a shock. So I'm like, wow, I knew you loved to cook, Travis, but culinary school? Like, you should go to fashion school. I literally dropped everything, and I up and moved to New York. Like, I dropped everything. I even gave my car back, and I just up and moved to New York. I did it, like, on a complete whim. And I registered for culinary school, and I lived there for a year and a half. It was just spare the moment. I just did it. I wanted to do it, and I did it.
And I think you have to – obviously you had that little inner voice that said, Travis, New York, let's go.
Yeah, I had an inner voice saying, you know, you love to cook. This is what you want to do. Why don't you really take it to a whole other level? And instead of just, you know, throwing these parties or doing this type of thing, take it to another level and really become a chef. Like, I knew how to cook already. I can definitely hold my own in the kitchen. But I didn't know French technique. I didn't know, even coming from my family, I never had used a blender. Never, ever used a blender coming from my family because we did everything by our hands. So even when I went to culinary school, it was me using, like, me being someone from another country. Like, a blender? What's this? I never had used a blender, which is crazy. But I didn't. Like, we did everything from our own hands, everything from scratch. That's how I grew up. So I didn't know, you know, a lot of things about food. So when I went, it opened up a whole new arena for me.
Well, it's so interesting, you know, when you look back at your life, just hearing your story as a young boy, that your family was preparing your journey for you.
Yeah, and you'd never realize it at that time because especially being someone that's young, especially being in LA where you have the world at your fingertips, I feel like at times, I kind of didn't know that I would be a chef. I didn't know until later down the road when literally as I was in culinary school, this was where I was exactly supposed to be. It's that aha moment you get where everything just feels right and you know that everything at this point in your life led up to this moment, and you're exactly where you're supposed to be, exactly on the path you're supposed to be. You're becoming who you're meant to be. And for me in culinary school, that I had definitely had that aha moment where I'm like, wow, I was meant to be here. This was where I was meant to be.
So looking at where you are today, what would you say would be your next step forward, the next challenge you would like to achieve?
My next challenge for me is, I really want to conquer the food production end of things. I want to have Healthy Chic Eats be its own food line, so something that you can buy in the freezer section of your grocery store, even just little condiments. That will, for me, be the next thing I want to tackle. I've definitely, and I currently am, still tackling the catering world as far as catering for high-profile people and stuff like that. I've done that, and I'm doing it continuously today. The next thing I want to do, what I love about doing the recipes and stuff for the magazine and for the website, because then I reach everybody. But I want to really make it even more, and I really want to conquer the food production of it, because so much food out there is crap, and when crap is offered to you, you're only going to eat crap, unless you pay a holler dollar amount. And that's what I hate about eating healthier is, it's not always going to cost you more, but it is going to cost you something more than what you're paying now. Which
sucks.
A lot of people, especially in this economy, they can't afford it, especially young professionals and young families. It's penny to the dollar, this is all we got. And I really want to conquer that world because eating healthy is not a privilege. It's a necessity. It's a part of life. And that's something that definitely is next for me.
And it can definitely help with health benefits. So if you eat healthy, you save money on going to the doctor and taking care of yourself in a healthier way.
Exactly. And, I mean, food is the natural medicine. Before there was medicine, there was just food. So you eat healthier, you feel great. You have a more confidence in you. Your mind is more clear. And that's another thing I do with that recipe I give is I give an ingredient glossary. And I tell you how this ingredient, what one main ingredient, it'll say sweet potatoes, all the vitamins it has in it, and also things that it has shown to do over time for you because food is a natural medicine. So just eating healthier and eating more fresher things, it truly does have a huge difference and impact in your life in ways that, you know, my grandmother, when I tell her organic and she's like, well, organic is just the same as everything else, there truly is a difference, because chemicals in your body and all this stuff causes so much more, but not even just chemicals, just eating healthy. You know, we're living older now. This generation is lasting to be 100, and your body has to last all that time. So you got to take care of your body. You got to take care of the engine that fuels you, which is your body. And you got to eat healthy to do that if you want to really live healthy and be happy in an old age. Because I've seen myself 110 with grandkids on a boat in Saint-Tropez, spending New Year's, and I know I would get there. And
good.
I know
can you
eat
me in? I'd love to join you.
I definitely will have to eat you in. Yeah, we can both be there.
That beautiful. I'd love to be one to come for a visit and continue this healthy living. But I am so sad to say that we are out of time. I don't know where it's gone. It's because we've been so sexy and chic.
I know,
and
my chicken just finished right now.
See, isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? This is what the show is all about. We help you cook. But I want to give our listeners a way to contact you, because you have so much love and passion and sex to give to everyone. So the best way for people to contact you is at healthychiceats.com.
Or at Facebook, which is facebook.com/TL Travis London, or twitter.com/TL Travis London. Both links are on the website as well.
Wonderful. Travis, thank you so much for sharing your joy, your food, and your sexiness with me and our listeners. And we'd love to have you back on the show and follow up with what's going on with you, and perhaps set a table and share some healthy, chic food with you.
That's awesome, Lauren. Thank you so much for having me. This is amazing what you do, and you're inspiring people who don't even know it. So thank you for doing you.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. We'll chat soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Once again, thank you to my delightful and charming guest, Travis London of HealthyChicEats.com. Please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be hypnotherapist Mark Gravel. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you for joining me and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping you find comfort in your own shoes. We'll leave you with Caroline Waters and Full Moon Rising.